Torah take one nekudu, out of the Sifak Sugil Chara. What is the hafter of Hekar Mapul? What is sitting on using two different tablecloths? L'chayra, showing Lashon of Tur, Shulchan Aruch, and the Muhav and the Zeru, the Miri, and the Teres Chatzis is that it's a hacker, just like any other hacker. There's no difference if you put a Kalachim or Kamikan, or if you use two different tablecloths. It's a hacker, it's a reminder. So a reminder, don't you know if the other person's playing, because look, you're on different tablecloths, and they remind you, you're eating different things. I mean, with one meaning, if they're both in the same one, will help. That's what it means. They can't both be eating on the same table. They have to be eating on two separate surfaces. Is that better?
Not eating on one.
Two separate surfaces. So it's a hacker, it's a reminder. Fine, won't be a reminder. I don't know if someone mentioned what would be. It's like a simple one. Most people, I think, today, the milchik and fleishik plates themselves are different colors. You have, you know, face, you have blue plates for milchik and red plates for fleishik. So would that itself be enough of a hacker? She's eating on a red plate, he's eating fleishik on a red plate, she's eating milchik on a blue plate. So it's noticeably different. Okay, so it's not covered. Maybe it's not covered.
Chicken
looks
different.
Two
different plates.
We're not coming up with two different plates.
The same color would be
right. Government meat bechutz. I'm saying the plate itself is government meat. Or an object. Part of the food? I'm saying, if you don't have a plate, you're eating on a tablecloth. It talks about seven tablecloths.
Why isn't Gvina and Basar itself a hacker? That's Gvina, this is Basar.
What?
You said, it's not
Bechutz.
It's not
Bechutz.
It's like maybe a
carpet. Plate isn't definitely Bechutz as much as a tablecloth is. I'm saying, if the Aruch HaShul, of the Mucha, he understood at least, when it talks about two different mappas, he's talking about without a plate. They're putting their food directly on the table.
When he has a kashkas, he says, according to him, if you have a plate, close from the house.
Who says?
I'm
just going to
ask
him
himself.
Yeah.
And what does he say?
What's
his answer?
Not, yeah, no, that's
what he is. The tablecloth is different. Maybe the same.
Two different ones.
But it's also, you don't look different.
No, they don't look different. There's no hacker.
It's great.
If you're coming up hacker, that's not going to help you. There's no hacker.
I can hear it in the car. The food.
Again, if you're eating on the, if you're putting your food directly in the mapa, though, why is the mapa less
fun? The mapa is part of the table.
It's what's the mapa replacement, man. It's not. It's not a big mapa.
Using that as a layer of replacement.
Of course, one mapa is two different colors.
One map with two colors?
What's the hacker?
That's your map. What's the hacker?
The hacker is one side is the flesh side, one side is the milk side.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that, but as before, you can't. You have to use two types of tablecloths. But I mean, any map is. I don't see your tablecloth with stripes on it. So I put my plate on this, and she puts her plate on that stripe. There's no hacker there.
There's two plates that are only different between those two different colors.
Because it's two separate sets. No, because it's clearly two separate sets of plates. It's one from the milk, set of dishes, and another from the fleishik, set of dishes.
So a blue cup also, a blue cup and a red cup?
If you're having chicken soup in one and then hot chocolate in the other?
If the other person's eating fleishik, they have a red cup,
they're
drinking blue cup. I would think that it's just like something which is not normal. It's like a lechem, which is normal to be on the table. It's something
that
you're in the middle of using right now.
It's not that you're in the middle of using right now. You're always left with lechem. It's the hacker. There's nothing noticeable. It's normal. Here, if I'm eating a blue plate, she's eating a red. I'm eating in the china, she's eating in the stoneware. We're eating two separate sets of soda. That's unusual. That's
the same time. You're sitting at the same table.
We're sitting at the same table, and I'm using one set of dishes, and she's using a different set of dishes. That's unusual. It's something noticeable. It's noticeably different. It's noticeably unusual. Anything that's extra. Sometimes people an empty bottle on the table. Sometimes people put an extra. Anything sometimes could happen.
So it's something you're always with. I'm not always you're not always with. The kind you're not always with. The plate you're a little
using. No, I'm not even using
it. What?
It's not normal for two people to sit at the same table, one eating on one set of plates, one on a different set of plates, one on a red plate, one on a blue plate.
And according to you, so if it's not normal for people to have two different colored cups, the Felicia guy has a red cup and the loaf guy is drinking from a blue cup, it also be good. Because it's egg. It's not normal for people to have two different colored cups.
Secondly, you can explain why you haven't explained why tablecloths will be before the plate is when you're eating directly on the tablecloth without a plate. If you're eating directly on, if you don't have a plate, then the tablecloth is just as with the oil as the plate is when you have one.
It's more shine for the table than your food.
You're making things up, I'm sorry.
You saw someone speak this out, that Edward says a hacker.
I'm saying that, you're saying that Shtey Mappas is Mishum Hacker, so two plates should be the same hacker. Especially if they're different colors. I did see someone mention it earlier, but probably few mentioned it. But whatever, I'm saying. Okay, so the feed is also. Meaning is, if we're saying that the hacker of Shtey Mappas is Mishum Hacker, Lachar is going to come out a lot of Chumras Lachar. Because number one is some of that is shveretz of shteim. The place can say that a hacker has to be gavoya katzas and lachare ain lachare dover that's not gavoya katzas more than a mappa. So vivaita that it has to somehow be standing up and be noticeable. Mappas, two different mappas is flat. It's flush with the table. Especially if they have to be in between. Obviously, the two mappas is in between. Also, what's going to be, if we're talking about place, a lot of people, what they do is use a place knife. You aren't most of them. Anyway, if you're, let's say most people, I think their table at home is one or the other. And so let's say the table's milk, and if they're eating flesh, they put on a tablecloth, or they'll put a place knife. Some people, fancy people, or even the restaurants, everyone always eats on a place knife. So you can have, so now is that, that's not going to help you with chayra. If you're always hacker, that's not hacker, you always eat on place knife. What?
When you say
Hekka, you mean Shinur? Shinur, yeah. Hekka meaning Shinur. Well, the same way the Gemara wanted to learn out from the Big Day, the Big Do, that Shinur is going to help. That's the way Lechem HaKankan is going to help. And who had been, Mashmois is Turin Shulchan Aruch, is that that's what Shtey Mappas is going to help. It's Shinur.
How are they
going to make a lot of complaints? It's not Shaya. So how... If you need something to be Gavaya in order to be a Shinoi, in order to be some kind of a Chatzitza between them, so how Bechal is not to help? It's Tamua, how Shtey Mappas can help as a heck of a Shinoi. And that's very good, but if you're understanding that Shtey Mappas is Mishum Hacker Vishinoi, then one can start to try to understand what there's still in quotes from the Starkey website, I didn't look it up on the side, Rav Heidemann supposedly says that if two people are sitting next to each other on the plane and one is eating milchiks and the other is eating fleishiks, since there's no shinui to eat that way on an airplane on two separate trays, then it's going to be awesome. Because there's no shinui. Even though it's mamash shtei shulchanos mamash. I don't understand that even if you do say it this way, but if you say it's hacker v'shinui, you can start to understand there's no hacker v'shinui.
Well,
that's also
a
shiur.
It's a
shiur.
You eat with your friends,
and it's not going to start a problem once you're within arm's reach of other person, also like the bach and marshal, which you're not going to have for usually on big tables, yeshiva dining room tables. On an airplane, you're whatever. Even when you sit with your arms straight at your side, your elbows digging in the person next to you. Fine. Well, my soul is another interesting. The Siddur Tara is bothered by he says that the Siddur Tara understands, going back to our Halakas Nida, for those who are here from Nida, is that there's a machlekes, the Terzabayis and the Bedekabayis, whether having a when someone is sitting at the table with Ishtei Nidav, it helps to have a third person sitting at the table in between them. So he explains that if you hold that the problem by Ishtei Nidav is al tzchibo, that there's a kira v'das, there's a hergel aver, the chibo being together at the table, so having else someone else there will share it. If you learn that the problem is that the whole Isra Achil B'Shulchan Achad is otu shem, that they're going to come to Mikaira Achas, which is Midina Gemara, so then having someone else isn't going to help anything because he's not going to stop them. He doesn't even know she's in Nida.
At the table or in between?
In between.
But
they're still within arm's reach, let's say. He's going to reach over that guy and grab it off the plate. Now the guy's not going to say anything. What? I mean, excuse me, excuse your elbow in my face. But that's your business if you want to say your wife's face. So according to this, Luchayr and Al-Khanami, if you learn that it's out, so hacker will work. So he's saying that for Ishtei Nidah is Mishum hacker. If you learn it's out, so then you need a hacker. A hacker's to remind you not to take off her table. If you're eating both of the Cholav, and it's also, she's also in Nidah, so one hacker, well, mice is going to stop you from eating off her plate and will kill two birds with one stone. If you learn, know that it's Mishum Chiba, and so then you have a problem. Somehow, does hacker take off chiba? Once Viva, you're going to say hacker takes off chiba. The question is, will the same hacker, the hacker is going to take off the chiba because it reminds you she's in Nida, but then it already got used up. So you're not going to have the same hacker, Luchara, to remind you that it's Bas B'chal. So then you have a problem that you should need two hackers, according to that Manda Omar.
But it reminds you, when she's in Nida,
yeah,
not even her plate.
Right.
So even if she's possible, she should help you for a possible call also, no?
But if all the hacker does is break the chibah.
But for the man, when it breaks the chibah, it breaks the cup. The hacker for Nida always does two things. You know, for everyone that says for Nida, you only one hacker. So it breaks the chibah somehow, and you're not giving her a plate. You should always
need
two hackers, one to break the
chibah
and one not to give her a plate.
No, but we were saying al-chibah, we're not chayshu, you can give her a plate. We're only chayshu, al-chibah. If Chayish Shal Tzchiba, so then all the hacker has to do is to break the Chiba.
But
we're
also
questioning
that you're going to need from the plate.
No, it's the other Mandala. Combining the Mandala. Question comes to Chalda, if you learn that you need this Mishum Chiba, so what Bechal is the Makar, how is the Gemara making a Tzushtel from who the Digda, or actually the other way, how do we go back and learn Achila B'Shulchan Afa by Nida from Achila B'Shulchan Afa B'Shul Basa B'Chal? If Basa B'Chal is out, they'll come to eat from the same food, and Nida is out Tzchiba. So how do you know one from the other B'Chal? That was a problem. Because what's the Chib? What's it going to tell me? When he sees the hacker, and see, he used the same hacker, when they're both eating the same meal, he has this hacker on the table. So it reminds him, don't get too close to her. But now, why is it also going to remind her that she's eating milk and he's eating flesh sticks? The same hacker was, that same thing was on the table
so
when they were eating the
same
food.
At the same time, or what's the tushah between the suits?
Which is what he was
asking. You're saying hacker, you're saying, why should,
what's
it, how
did
the Gemara
tushah? Right, that's also.
I think a shiva could have a very different
chibah,
but
with
a
shiva,
it's not chibah. You can also remind a person
not to eat from that. How do you see that? We learn how they're not allowed to eat b'shulchan without a hacker when she's in Nida from the fact that people eating bas b'chol can't eat at the same table without a hacker. What's the tushah? I see from bas b'chol that the chashash might come to eat from her plate. If that's the chashash by Nida, very good. You see that from Basim B'chal. Two people who know each other well, who have makirim, whatever that means, sitting at the same table, there's a chashash one will eat off the other's plate. So if that's the chashash by Nida, fine, I see that from Basim B'chal. But if the chashash by Nida is that eating together leads to chib and heragel avera, I don't see that from Basim B'chal. Where do you see from also how is Basim B'chal or Shulchan Achad that doing so will lead to chib and heragel avera?
The whole service from
Heter,
from
Rashi, like from Basakhala.
Who's doing
that? Who?
Yeah.
Shining
in the.
I don't know, because the Rashi is saying over
there on Skipa, he says
an Eker.
He
doesn't do it from Basakhala.
He says he's an Eker.
Where is he learning? Because of Isser Shulchan Acha. Where is he Bechal learning Isser Shulchan Acha?
Shulchan Acha?
Yeah, I need it. All the Mishnah need, where is the Makor for this?
He's in the Bhagavad Gita Tukara. Ramon says
that, but the Gemara
talks about that.
But he lives
from Moshe
Chal. What? He lives from Moshe Chal.
So you're saying
you're going to
the Gemara, right? Well,
there's two different stages. The Gemara in Shabbos after Gimel is talking about Yoshin Imo Bibigda Yubigda Bimita. That the Gemara is starting to hear.
Have you
ever
crashed
at the moment, not. But I'm asking on the next stage. Then go. So we learned that Vosa Bukhala, we learned that Hacker Shinui by Vosa Bukhala, the Shinui is a Hacker by Vosa Bukhala. From the Shinoi the days, it was the Havelin of the Gemara, the Shinoi would be a Hatter by Dog. Some of the Kasha, because it was only a Havelin of the Gemara, but Maisa the Gemara asks it there. Maisa the Gemara asks it. So that sound is a Kasha. How did we learn a Hatter of Hecker by Moshe Bechalov from the Havelin of the Gemara? There's a Hatter of Shinoi by Hubibigdab and Nidab. That's not, that happened, that is a Kasha. That's not what I was trying to discuss. Who? The Gemara there, makes it Sushal. The Gemara there said, the Gemara made it Sushal of Deis, the Gemara there showed Su from Shinoi and Deis from who believed them in the victim to Achsani and Moskvachal Shokhan. The Gemara said, are you seeking Moskvachal of the.
Is Sushal the most making with every Deis?
Regarding what? Yeah.
See,
when you have 2 days, it's all right. There'll be a hechter when I have shtei days and a hechter. So we're learning and we're being mashed with a hechter, the hechter, shtei days and then shinoi, between the hubibigdavidavigda to bas b'chalav. Problem is that over there, the Gemara line supplies the doesn't come. The whole hechter of shinoi with days by bas b'chalav is gebait. On what it helps with the big door, but the one that might supply doesn't help.
Different reason.
Oh, so that's the greatest tariff. The greatest tariff is for a different reason. It's only out, whatever, out, the sickroom. Not out, it was like sickroom. Same. But then, it gets obviously, then the Rishayim need to go back and take it the other way. Then they make a full circle. Now that we know by Balsam Bachala, that Kozar, you didn't have a hacker, there's an Isra of Achia B'Shulchan Echad. So who I think by Nida, there'll be an Isra, not just the Kayakas, but also B'Shulchan Echad. And they're learning that from Bas B'Chalaf, from Mishnah here in Bas B'Chalaf.
There's more common than
Bas B'Chalaf,
so
right, but they're learning Shulchan Echad by Nida, from Shulchan Echad by Bas B'Chalaf. But if Nida if you're comparing apples and apples, like the Rishayim who learn that the Isra by Nida is Shemit, that Shulchan Echad will lead to Kaira Achas, which is also Medina Gemara. So then I understand. I have to see that from Basa B'Cholov. I see from Basa B'Cholov that eating the Shulchan Echad will lead them to eat Kaira Achas. Since by Nida we already know Medina Gemara that Kaira Achas is also. So beside this, so you're right, it's a Zera with Zera, but we make Zeras with Zera all the time. I got the Gemara last one to say we have. But why is it we do make Zeras with Zera? But if you're learning that Nid is a whole new thing, it has nothing to do with Shemiyach Mikarach, it's the new thing of Chibur, the Kiru Vadas, and Hergul Adero. So, where do you see that from Moshe B'Chalav? Where do you see that from our mission in Chulin, that eating Meshulchan Echad leads to Hergul Adero? We're not saying that Shteach Sanayim can't eat one Bosa and the other Chalav on the same table because they're going to come to Mishkan Zachar. We're saying because they're going to come to eat Moshe B'Chalav. So where do you see Hergul Adero from the mission in Chulin?
But this, you see, that is a
chashash
from plate.
Really? That's right, but that's not the chashash by Nida.
It's not the only chashash, but it's also
asad
from plate.
Without, according to Adam, the problem is out Hergul Adera. He's not worried for this zero with zero. He's going to come to the short Mikara Achas, which is any only Achas. He's not worried about that. He's only worried about the Hergul Adera. The Maisa also, it's, if we're saying Mishum Hacker, right, if it's, okay, let's leave that one out for now. Also we said that the Maisa, even though we didn't pass it, but the second teretz of Tosis Mirosh, who said that by the umaskanos of Gemara, there is no hatter of hacker. So if the hatter of shtei mapes is mishum hacker, so that hatter also won't exist anymore, according to that second hatter from Eisvino Paskin. But I mean, it would be negay according to the way. If you somehow understand, if you can somehow come up with the parents for why Shulchan Aruch would seem to say that if they would be shutz, then everyone would be, but then we, then the second parents, whatever. Anyway, never mind. But the Lucharim Shtei Mapes shouldn't help either, according to the second parents. However, it's not so partial that that's the Hasbro in Shtei Mapes. Well, my
answer why a Mapa doesn't need a bigger way of consensus?
Yes, maybe, sort of. Not really, but okay. Well, I say, I'm going to answer the Nasvar, but not necessarily the Dina. In other words, I'll get there, and then you'll decide what you. Then you'll follow up. The Maisa is Taisus and the Rosh both explained that a hacker works because now it's not Tfisa Achas anymore, which Al Pashtus means that it's not Nechdas Bechal the Deres Chazal. It's not not Kain Tfisa Achas, not even Tfisa Achas. It's not Tfisa, it's not Kain Tfisa Achas. It's two separate. They're eating two different rooms. Kilu, what's the deal? They're eating two tables. So a hacker makes it two tables. The Rosh even used the Losh that every hacker forget. But even the lechem the kankan, he used the lashon. You're putting it in between the mechitza lekera. But he seems to say the hacker is because it's a mechitza and it's dividing it into two separate rishuyas. It could be lefi that lashon that if I have my let's take the menorah. The priest can talk about if you have a menorah. So they say menorah. So I picture this big menorah, you know. Two feet tall on the table, your Shabbos lighter, or whatever it is, your whole candelabra. So if you have something like that, and let's say it's in between his plate and her plate, in the middle of the night. So it is normal to have it on the table. So Pashas the place and say it doesn't help, because it's normal. Mice, it's normal, it's not a shinoi. But maybe we could use this Lashon the Rosh as a kula. He says it if it's a mechitza, it has to be a mechitza. So a mice, you have a mechitza here. You split it into two shulchanos. Let's for argument's sake say that it's a gimel talk. If you talk and tall and whatever it is, it's a din. We'd have a din mechitzel in Shabbos. So would there be a welcome to your match in such a case? Not even though it's normal. Even though it's normal to be there, but maybe we do mechitzel now. It's a different rishos. I'm saying, I don't know, mice could go back and you could say maybe even if you say Mishum Hacker, they'll be mites. You don't need a hacker for Shteshul Chavis. Maybe. This makes the aim of our station chavas get mizeh. Remember, you built a brick wall down the middle of your table, and you keep it up there even when you're both eating fleishes.
It's not a shulchan echad.
So the rush and the places, there's a certain mashmais in the lashayas that they sort of learn. That's what every hacker's really doing. Kibur. Every hacker's really making it into station chavas. Of course, that'll come out in quite a chum in the gedim of hacker l'chayra. You need enough of the hacker to make it to Shei Shulchanos, L'chaira. But L'maison Shei Mapos, in other words, that's going to be good, but when you have your 10 fucking tall candelabra in the middle, or your what? But if I put what?
A little toy car.
Right, put a toy car on the table, you're going to say, that mamash makes it like Shei Shulchanos?
Like,
maybe, okay, L'maison, there'd be welcome to you. To use that lashon as a kula and say that any hacker is going to make like a mechitza, but then oyvazon will have to be in between them. Lefina, you'll come out. It'll be a kula, but eleven mitzadach or a kula mitzad tsemi yachumra is if it's just a hacker as a reminder. So if it's noticeable enough, but it's off to the side a little bit, it'll be enough because it'll remind you. If you're learning about the mechitza, and mamash divides it into two tables, it'll have to be in between.
Well, isn't the kula of dividing into two tables because it's nicker?
I'm saying you're asking
something
which is not normally
there. It's
normally there.
It doesn't work as a
mechitza.
It
only
works as a mechitza in the pizza because it's not normally there. So once it's a hacker, as much as a hacker,
it's
like you're masking on the. If
it's
a hacker works.
No, but again, if you built a brick wall down the middle of the dining room table.
Sure, but I'm just saying.
But even if they lead up the whole week, even when they're both eating fleishigs, it's higher it should work.
But it's probably there. Two different rooms also. That's something else. But I'm just.
So since the V-Bank that the Rosh is the Losh and that every hacker is a mechitza. So maybe he's saying that the toy car on the table is going to be like a brick wall. And even though it's noir, even...
It's
Mishumah.
It's Mishumah.
Okay.
So, but once it's mishune,
right?
Just like masking,
okay, that is mishune. That is mishune.
It's mishune, so it's the tefach tall.
Right.
And just like whatever you need for a regular case where the side of the chikir that it's a shinoi hekker, if it's okay on the side, right? So, in as much as this can the side is enough because it's a hekker, it's a shinoi. So now, once you have that shinoi, so now you have the tanoim of mechitza. Of the
time
to make it, like
that's stretching. That's
why it's stretching. If it was not mishune, it wouldn't make it mishune. So it's not a physical thing that it's doing. It's a chiyuv thing.
No, I would call it mishune.
What?
It's like building a brick wall next to the table.
Because you have a shinoi. The shinoi makes a brick wall.
A brick wall was next to the table is not going to help to make the table.
What? Why not? If it's your shinoi, that's what it does.
No, it's not that a shinoi makes
it. If it was normal to be there, that same exact thing, wouldn't do anything. Even if it was
in between. Because not that the shinoi creates a mechitza, Hashem is the t'nai in the mechitza, it needs to be mishon. But if it's not a mechitza, so if it's mishon, I'm it's not a mechitza.
Who's talking about
a
mechitza?
Rosh is mechitza.
Like a mechitza. It's a mechitza,
you need a mechitza. Rosh is holding it has to be mechitza. The mechitza also has to be a hack, but it has to be a mechitza. The fact the terms of Isa Aruch is quite mafurish. But the terms of Isa Aruch, he says that Beis Mapois is Shtei Tfisais. And even, we talk about if you're Shtei Atzalem with Makirim Zezeh, so he says that you can be mad if they eat on two different Mapois, it'll be Mutter because it's Shtei Tfisais. Va'afilu b'mapa achas, if you made a hekra, you did lechem mekankam, it'll also be muta. So it sounds pretty clear in the terms of Bais, he's learning this to dinim. If they're on two different mapos, that's b'chal, that's shtei tfisas, that's not mitzvah at all. Even if the b'mapa achas, it should be nichol mitzvah of eating b'shulchan achad, but if you made a hekra, that's also a hekra. So it seems pretty clear. The problem is, in terms of Isaac Kotzer.
He said Kankan is a hacker
to his boss? I believe he said Lechem Kankan.
He said
hacker. He says that it's a hacker. Well, the exact Lashon, as close as possible. In Aruch, he says. Lefiko, if you have two mapas, it's Kashtei Tfisais. Vafilu mapas, and some will be named. But I mean, Kubi doesn't use the Lashon of Lechem Kankan. So we made him a hacker. He says a hacker. He says, even if it's the Mapa Achas, if you made a hacker, it's Motor. So it sounds like Mapa Achas Lechud, that's not Mishum hacker. But even if you don't have Shtei Mapa, even if you're Mapa Achas, so a hacker will still work. The problem is, in terms of Isaac Kotzer, he says that, he says pretty clearly that the hacker is Mishum. He says, if you made a hacker kagoyin using Shtei Mapos, that's going to be Mutter. And he even fears eyes, because the hacker will remind them not to eat from each other. So it's not just because it's not Nicholas and Xavier. He's just saying, because this hacker of Shtei Mapos will remind them. So it sounds like, in Kotzi, it sounds like he's saying, it's a regular hacker, it's a reminder. It's a shinery, it's a reminder. In terms of Isaac Aruch, he seems to say, no, it's a whole different Mahos. So I don't know what you do when you're Mukher in London. Managed to assume the Kotz of Kotz in Teres of Bais, but the whole point in Teres of Bais of Oroch, from Teres of Bais of Oroch, there's a smack to say that Shtei Mapos is a Bechonah, it's managed like Shtei Shulchanos. Shtei Shulchanos, Lechair is Lechaira, not like Ryan, but Lechaira, you don't need any Shinui or Hecker or whatever. It's to Shtei Shulchanos. It's like eating in two different buildings.
Chris, the Oroch is a deal, and the Kotz is more forged. He's becoming Shemeker.
I mean, the Aruch is pretty much as before. The Aruch is also pretty mafurish. He says that if you stay mapois, it states pisais. The afil the mapois is supposed to be much if you made a hacker. And that's pretty clear. Shtei mapois is not mishum hacker. It's pretty clear. Call it a deer.
Maybe that's such a good hacker. That's
not what he said. Whatever you want to. Chayyim is pretty clear in terms of Aruch. He's saying that even without that, even. It's not Medina here.
The same
thing. Well, look at that. Let's let me finish. You'll say you're Kabu Ram. Fine. Also, the Tur Orachaim. The Turin Or Chaim used the Lashon that the Turin Or Chaim said that if you've achim afil matpidim, if you've makirim or achim afil matpidim, it's also ad shiyase heker beinayim kagoyin kan kamei lechem or yishiyehu korechet amat v'shaloi. He didn't say there's three possible hackers. There's lechem, kankan, or shtei mafes. He said it's much if you made a hacker, if you made lechem or kankan, or no. For sure, it's much if they ate on two different mafes. It sounds like he's saying that's something different than a regular hacker. It's not just a hacker. That's even like a different, another darugum, mamish two different mafes. It's shikol mafes turns by song. Another shtak of a duke, but mashma. Of course, gets you into problem. It's a steer duke with the tours also, but.
One is
something
on the table, two options. I think
it's a difference. It's not the Lashon, it's not whatever. According to this, if it's true, that there is such a Shita, it seems to be Mashma that there is such a Shita, which Shteish Mapis should be. It's like Shteish of Tushal Chavis. So in Cain, well, it'll take off basically all the Chumras that we mentioned before, the Nefkimas we mentioned before. Number one, it'll explain why a Mapa doesn't have to be with Gevorek Ktsas. Because why does something have to be Gevorek Ktsas? Because it's not noticeable if it's flat. If it's hiding under your plate, if you have a little table, let's say a little round placemat that fits under your plate, it hides under your plate. They have something on there, I forget what they call them. But something in the fancy places, they put under the plate like a little woven, like a doily or whatever it is. You wouldn't see it's completely covered by the plate, maybe. But it's certainly not, there's certainly no hacker, and you can't see a pochal on the plates on the table. But if you're going to say it's going to make it into Shtei Shulchanas, so Shtei Shulchanas.
Even if you can't see it.
It's the farthest Shtei Shulchanas. Certainly is when you can see it, but it's not, but it's flat. It's Zichus, the Mice is Shtei Shulchanas. Also would be if it's normal. Let's say you always eat on placemats. The Mice is, so there's no Hekka, there's no Shinui here, but I don't need it because it's Shtei Shulchanas. Certainly in the airplane, it's Shtei Shulchanas. I don't, it's not even Shtei Shulchanas. It's not a Shtei Shulchanas. There's no answer there of, It'll also get what's going to be when it's one person eating by himself. Does a hacker help? Does a shtei mafes help? So if there was certainly many rishon, there was many achrayim who wanted to sin. A number of achrayim who say the medayik from the Gemara and Shabbos that the shinui only helps together with deyos. But if you don't have deyos, the shinui won't help you. And remember is if you're sitting at home alone eating your fleishig, lunch, and you happen to have a slice of pizza sitting on the table. It won't even help to make a hacker, because I don't have deus. According to this, hacker all along, but if you stay mapless, it'll help, because I don't need the hacker. It's not a hacker. I mean, I'm not on the same table before as a slice of pizza. Who says? Yes. Yeah, the Truva brings it to what? The flaw says it. What? Yeah, Ketuvah bring it. It was also the mashmois of the what do you call it? Uchayr of the Beis Yankov, who's talking about if you ate flesh, he says you can't sit at the table with milk. He didn't say sit at the table with someone eat it. He's not just sitting at a table that has cheese on it by yourself. Unless you're going to say somehow eating from the mechitza, it's like a bittul in the mechitza. It's a bittul in the mechitza shabbat. Somehow.
The question is,
it's
something that's normally there.
Yeah.
That works or not?
I don't know. Maybe you want to say a bittul in the mechitza. I don't know.
Because the Rosh says in the Rosh that you can't eat from the Rosh says the lechem, and the Rosh says you go and shayna oichon is there.
Okay. I don't know if the Rosh is Muchafis.
What? Same time,
same shot in the Rosh? I don't know. I'm Muchafis.
Why is the Rosh? Is it something that's normally there? Why do you need it? Huh? Why does it need to be Mishuna? If it's a bar, then the thing makes sense. Why does it have to be Mishuna? It's much more than
fine. You shouldn't do it. You should. I also, according to this, it's understandable why Bukhara, then even according to the second Teretz in Taisus, there shouldn't be any Mokum Lahachter by Shtei Mappes, because Taisus, the second Teretz, is only saying once you have an Isser Tfisa Achas or Kein Tfisa Achas, it doesn't help a heck. But here we're saying Shtei Mappes is Bechana Tfisa Achas, Shtei Tfisas. So then even Taisus, the second Teretz, will be Moida that there's no problem. What?
Hefsek.
Hefsek means
the
Hefsek. Because
it's
just running
after it.
And
the one
who took
up is
already,
we like
two
pieces.
Hefsek
means
that
it's not
two
pieces,
it's not
the same
second. If you want to take something, we would do it like the Rosh, can't you? So the problem is the second terrorist of places, they all have the second terrorist of places, it won't help the hacker, but Shtei Mappes would help. Like I said, everyone says, to be the second terrorist of places, putting Lech HaLakankam on the table won't help. Same with Shtei, but Shtei Mappes would help. If Mappes, if we're going to say that Mappes is Mishum Shtei Tfisas, it's like Shtei Shulchanas, so even the second Teretz and Tfisas should be invited.
What if
the case is Mishum Shtei Tfisas? Well, my son is even that's not what you want. What Tfisas are pulled out? No, that's it. Then the Kudim Meir Shem Yuri, the Russian Tfisas seem to say that every half is Mishum. I'm going to my son with Shtei Mappes. My Nukul, I'm going to focus on Shtei Mappes, which the Chayer seems the way I would want to say, if Tyson says, if Tyson's saying every half is Mishum, it's not going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen. So also, I know they think by Ishtei Nido, even if they're in one bus, another hall, if there's Shtei Shulchanos, it should help. I have some math, two math, it should help. That should be clear. Even if you're going to be Chayshis, that maybe a lack of a content, one of them, one alone won't help, but Shtei Mappes for sure should help. Fine. The problem is that the Maises, the Chayrus, the Mavur, and Rebbe, the Paiskim, they're not make up for all these coolest kids. They hold, many of them were Mappes, you need Deis, even though the Chachmas of them didn't. So they said in general, you need, okay. So I don't know how much you can use that Rekula Ladina. But L'chokos, I think a Havana would give is that there certainly is, L'chayr, there is at least the Mahalach and the Rishayim, and maybe in Achayim, the Shtei Mappes is Mishum, Shtei Shulchanos, Mishum Shtei Tfisas, and in Cain, there would be possibly a lot of Nachminis. On the other hand, is if we're going to say the Ladina L'chayr, most places don't pass in that way, so then you L'chayr, you should have to be Mappes for all the Chumras we mentioned before. If you're going to say that Shtei Mappes is a regular hacker, so then you should have the problem. How can Shtei Mappes help if it's not Gavoya Tzas? Ukadim, all those other problems.
Maybe
it's two different. What?
Maybe Gavori just make it nick.
Well, nice we could talk about that neither. I wanted to say such a thing. But so then I was going to come up with a big chiddush. That even the person who say that a hacker has to be Gavori Katsas, but that's Lago Davka true. Which, again, in neither I said it was very Mustafa. Let's say this, but let's take an extreme case, because we always like to illustrate points with extreme cases. Let's say we're sitting on the same table and I'm going to put something, it's not as flat as a credit card. But it has LED strobe lights on it. And the whole time it's flashing different lights and whatever. Ain't lo chadom and nicker gomu mizeh, but it's flat as a credit card.
That's called
the
because the light is
not flat. Okay, whatever, I'm just saying. And you could say that, so you're making your kids, what you're telling me is that Shtei Mappes is only going to be good because a flat mappa is more noticeable than putting a ring on the table. So then what's going to be the marshal if the Shtei Mappes are more or less the same color? And so it's not so dicker. And I folded them in a way that one comes right next to it. I have two matching mom, right? Two placemats. Let's say you have two of the same placemat.
And sometimes it's still Rishonah,
you're eating them to separate mappas. But let's say I have two mappas, they're matching, they're the same fabric, and I fold them in a way that one comes up to the other. There's just a millimeter gap in between them or whatever. So someone sitting in one isn't going to notice the polish they mappas. So
that
will
be
dicker. So then it will be a set of hammer, that you have mappas. So then what's going to be if one's brown and the other's gray or beige? Or in other words, you're going to say that according to what you're saying, Shtei Mappes is only going to work if they're very different colors, if they're very noticeable that they're Shtei Mappes. If it's not easily noticeable that they're eating on two different Mappes, then there wouldn't be a hamper. Well, let's take an example like this. My kitchen table at home is Melchitz. So I eat Melchitz without a tablecloth. I want to eat fleishes, I put on a tablecloth. So let's say I want to eat fleishes, my wife wants to eat milkets. So I'll go to the drawer, take out the Shabbos, I'll cut a roll of the clear plastic that you put on the table for Shabbos. prepared. And I'll just put that on the table and eat on that. Now, what mice is, it's not sonoda, it's a clear plastic. You really see the regular table straight through it. So, again, you could say, oh, but the wrinkles and the this and that, maybe it is noticeable. But let's say it's not noticeable. So, according to what you're saying, if Shtei Mappas is only Mishum Hacker, it's not partial in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. Now, what you say, maybe you could have a Chetim who would be Mutter, let's say. It's going to be, it could be, would be noticeable, but it's not Muchach that's going to be noticeable. It's going to come out, not every Shtei Mappas is going to be Mutter.
You have a clear one
or
another clear one.
The mice is, if you're going to say that Shtei Mappas, the Hatter of Shtei Mappas is only Mishum Hacker, then there is no blanket Hatter of Shtei Mappas is always Mutter. It's going to have to be, you don't usually eat Shtei Mappas. Also, if we always eat on table, on placemats, then there's no Hatter of Shtei Mappas. Okay, that place can say on mice. But if the Mappas are not noticeable Shtei Mappas,
it's also Aser
at that time? Yeah, it goes to Aser, there's no Hacker. If you're Mishum Hacker, then there's no Hacker.
You always eat on a
placemat. I always eat on a
placemat. Oh, you have the same type of placemat.
Same place, yeah. I always eat on a placemat. I don't want to scratch the table.
You have a blue placemat
and
she's a red placemat.
That maybe they'll be matching. But this, let's say we always eat on the dining room. We eat on the hard on a wood table. We don't want to scratch the wood table. We don't put our plate directly on the table. We want to see the nice wood, so we don't want to put a cover with a tablecloth. So instead, what we do is we put a little placemat on. Now I'm eating directly on the table. I can look at the nice wood finish. But I'm not going to scratch it because I have a little placemat under it. And that's what we do every single day. When Simon, Milch, and Fleischig's, we're both eating the same, both eating different. So now it's not going to help to use placemats. To use the same placemats I always use, it's not going to help. Let's say I have disposable placemats. So it's not like I have different ones for Milch and Fleischig's. I always take a little disposable placemat, use it, and toss it. So if I do that with ones in Milch and Fleischig's, there's no Hacker. So you're saying, so it's going to come out, if you're learning the Shtei Mappas is Mishul Mehacker, it's not going to be a blanket rule, Shtei Mappas is always Mutter. Maybe it'll usually be Mutter, but not always. So we'll call it enough committees. And I can't say I'm convinced that Ladina to be saying we're going on this, because it's not Mutter. A lot of these Nafkamidas are placed more on Machmer. Placed more on Machmer, you always eat on placemats and won't help on placemats. They bring it more in Nida than they bring it here. But they mentioned that they always eat on placemats. It doesn't help, because it's not Hacker. You could say Nida could be worse, because they have Mishum Chibur. Okay. B'chol Eifin, what do I have? 5 minutes. Okay. Megalachas, literally. Just want to touch on the other Nekudah. The other, one of the other burning issues of the Sugya here is, what's going to be by this coming Hanukkah, Bezos Hashem, 6 months, still 6 months. But we're all going to sit around the table together. Some people have the milk lunch, some have the fleshig lunch. Need a Hacker or not? So what's the... So L'chayr Pashas is, Shah, Machaber, Amor, Shah, Paz, everyone seems to say, Makir mu Makpid. Even though we're Makpid, we don't grab off each other's plates, Pashas. Pashas, if you... Makir mu Makpid is awesome. We don't pass on Marshal L'chayr. So L'chayr is Pashas, you should need a Hacker. But L'chayr is not so Pashas, because the Maisa is... First of all, the Gemara only mentioned Makpid. The Maisa, the Gemara mentioned Makpid by Ach. The Gemara that everyone else is the same, but almost everyone else is by Makirim. But the Gemara davka chapton to Achim, how Makpidim is also. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim tackles Mechalot between Achim and Makirim. The Gemara the Yasubo, but he is clear in his Lashon, he was Mechalot between Achim and Makpidim and Makirim and Makpidim. Also is, what is the definition of Makirim? The Rambam said there was Liboy Gasboy, which Liboy Gasboy we know from Luchas Yichud is a lashon of closeness with her. The Rabbeinu Gershon, Mr. Rabbeinu, he asked the Achamat, he said the etzim is that Achamat Makpidim should be mutter even, it's only Mishumas Ayin they're going to ask it, because other people make a mistake. And everyone, of course, knows that the Yamshel Shloimo brought from Oyavim, and the Shach Besim brought his definition of Makir. The Yamshel Shloimo said Makir means Oyavim, and the Shach brought that. So again, the Shach also argued on the Yamshel Shloimo when he said Makir and Makir means Mutter, but he seems to agree with the Yamshel Shloimo's definition of Makir, that Makir means Oyavim. It doesn't just mean people who are familiar with each other. Oh yeah, I've met him. Ni Makir Ota. That's not what Makirim, the Shach is clearly understanding, that's not what Makirim means. What's the Machlaikis? But just first also, the Chagur Shmuel also says that the definition of makirim is that there's avah beinayim, that they're not mizbayish for one to take off the other's place. And the Pritur also says, the Pritur, well, that Pritur is even more revealing. That's what else. The Rosh also uses lashon that they're not mizbayish. And the Prichadish also said that makirim means there's avah beinayim, that they're not mizbayish. The Pritur was the most revealing. The Pritur said that if there, he says, what does it mean, makirim umakpidim, it's osir? It means there's epis ahakpod, they're in a fight right now. There's some hakpod between them. But don't think it means that they're not going to grab off each other, they're not going to grab off each other's plate. That would be mutter. If the taka is so makpid on each other that they wouldn't take off the enemy's plate, that's emokharami going to be mutter. Everyone's going to agree to that, even those who asin makirim umakpidim. That they ask them a kibbutz makpidim, and that's talking about when they are still going to take off Yanam's place. So Luchaira, it seems, but also is when we the Aruch HaShulchan also. Right, so Aruch HaShulchan said that why is it that makirim makpidim is awesome? Because for the makirim, they'll leave a gas border, even though there's a hakpata, but they will still take off Yadam's plate. There's at least, there still is the epis of chashash will take off Yadam's plate. Because they'll leave a gas border, there's no busha between them. What does it mean, makpidim? It means, you know, let's say they're brothers. That's what Bukhari would the marshal would say, achim. So like two brothers, you know, they got in a fight, you know, I'm not going to be your friend anymore, whatever, I mean, the more adult version of it, you know. But when I say they're brothers, there's this deep, Tifarayim, they are close, and in any minute they could make peace or whatever. They're still Hamish, even though they're upset at each other over some issue. But tif inside, there is still this avo and this kirvo and this loyalty. The Hamishkeit, there's a chashash. And the Hafu also suggested. The Hafu also said that the reason that Makpidim is also is because we're fine, even though the Makpidim before Chayish is going to take off Yenin's place. So the Ma'is is then it comes, the Machlaikis between the Shach and the Marshal is much more darkness than the Machlaikis. Because the Shach himself, L'chayra, why mitzinu anybody who says, when it's Bor Yadur, there's no Chashash, Vaday, one's not going to take off the other's plate, no one asks in such a case. Machaber, Amor, the Shach and Taz, all those who ask it, Makim, Makpidim, none of them were talking about a case where he's Vaday not going to take off the other's plate. There's no one who asks in such a case where the Vada are not going to take off the enemy's plate. When they ask in Makibu Makpidim, they're answering a case where there's epis a hakpada between them. But not a hakpada stark enough to make it that his Vada are not going to take off the enemy's plate. So the name is, since Bizman, Luchayra Bizman Azeh, even as, the Chabura and everybody's close, friendly, and Hamish, and whatever it is, the Tachlis is sitting around eating lunch today, I don't think anyone's going to reach off and grab off Yanam's plate. So, Luchayra, even the Shach and Taz and the Machaber are going to be invited. That's not Makirim Makpidim. We're Kiyu, not Makirim Bechla.
You might not grab it, but the other person will say, I'm full. Oh,
so even to another issue, which I didn't put my sentence about as much. But there were some Rishayim Rahman who used the lashon that he'd give it to Yana. So look, what? Rani was Rishayim, but Rani already used it. Rahman also used such a lashon. So I was saying, in such a case, so the whole box is if you have a type of food that's not enough to give over to someone else. That Luchayim, the whole box, there should be, you should say this last month about. Otherwise, okay, well, Hanabi, but the ball is all even there. Something you already bit from. Well, my sister is not as if it's a piece already bit from the piece.
Is the table bit from? Because if you brought it to the one who's not bit from, so maybe
I can know. You sat down and made a broth and took a bite before I sat down. So by the time I'm sitting down, you already bit from yours. But what about mine? So, yeah, I might eat from yours, but you might eat from mine. Okay.
Not before you make a broth and eat something. You're going to grab it before you eat something.
Okay.
You only
have
one sandwich.
It's food that's in our
sandwich.
Which one has only one sandwich? But one thing that I'm saying that there's certainly Mukhairas and Bakhman as well to say, there could be Bizmanas that the people are much more Mufunak and they're much more into their private lives and whatever it is. It could be the less Mandapala, the Kuli Alma, that there should be a Bakhman to be made.
The Tassi.
The nice thing is, though, we're going to lose that.
Because the Tassi is just like by Akhil, we make a Gezer Lakhut, so by the Kirin. said
yeah.
You shouldn't.
But Makir, he said, we're not Makir Bavard.
Or Bechlav Makir.
Yeah, and someone Bavard, I think it was Al Hashulchan Bavard, that if we're going to send a little plug, that by Ach, Makir Makpidim, maybe they're not going to, people aren't going to know that they were Makpidim.
Right.
So he says, maybe they're to say Ashi even ain't a Makir, because maybe people won't know that they're Makir.
I mean,
that was the... I forget the idea you knew, but one of them asked, Asa in a Makir, because maybe the other people watching were another Makir.
They'll assume that they are Makir.
But yeah, two people sitting at the table together, maybe they're Makir. It might seem the answer is, when you look at two people sitting next to each other, you can tell from the body language if they're Makir.
Ah.
It doesn't answer.